This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget, and today I bring you an Hour One Nugget special, a one-off. Because I want to bring you this word. I just feel it's an important word for you today. I feel that it will set you free today. Questions that maybe you've been asking yourself for many a year, today will be answered. Because of God's awesome word. If you've got your Bible, turn with me to Romans, the 12th chapter. And we're going to go to verse 2. Now, Paul is writing to the church in Rome, and he is assuming that those recipients, or those who are receiving this letter, are actually born again. They have given their heart to Christ. And he says this in his word of advice. He says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So many times I receive emails or someone comes to me and says, David, how do I find out what God's will for my life is? Because I've got no idea. I've got no clue. I just don't know. I just have no idea what God wants me to do. Yesterday on the broadcast, we were discussing resolving conflict. And during that message, I was talking to you about stopping the anger, getting rid of the anger. And I was talking about how you can help other people, the things that you can do for other people, cleaning their driveway, going sitting with an old person who has got no one to visit them and talking to them and making them a cup of tea, going out to get laundry or going out to get groceries, whatever small way you can help. I can tell you now that is God's will for your life. But God's plan is another thing. God's plan is completely different. God's plan is what he wants you to do with your life. And so many people say to me, I've got no clue. I've got no idea what God wants me to do. I've got no idea what the Father would have me do in my life. And you seem to go from one job to another, from one disaster to another. And it's all about the way your brain works. It's all about the way you think and reason. It's all about how you perceive the world. It's all about what you think of other people. It's all to do with your personality and your makeup. Because what we tend to do is we tend to emulate the behavior and the customs of this world. What is acceptable to society? Oh yeah, I need money to live, so therefore I'm going to chase the dollar. I'm going to chase the pound. I'm going to do a job where I can earn as much money as I possibly can. And for many people, that's not enough. They continue and they work 18 hours a day. And they drive themselves into the ground with the pressure. And their lives are consumed with making money because they believe that when they get to retirement age, they will be comfortable. But what a lot of people don't realize is because of the pressures of this world and because of what they're doing, a lot of those people don't reach retirement age. Their heart gives out way before then because they are chasing the dollar. And they are not focusing their attention and their eyes upon the Lord God Almighty. They are not keeping their eyes well and truly fixed on Jesus. Many of those people have a strong relationship with Jesus, but they are conforming to the behavior and the customs of this world. They're not thinking in a new way. I brought this message before now, and people have said to me, how can I think in a new way? How can I change the way I think? Because they think it's them that's got to do it. Beloved, read what Paul is saying to the Roman church. Don't miss any of these words, because these words are full of power and they will set you free if you listen and take notice. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, comma. And then Paul says this, but let God transform you. But let God transform you. Say this after me, but let God. Say it again, but let God. Say it one more time, but let God. It says, but let God transform you into a new person. So not the person you were before, but into someone brand new, into a new person. How can he do that? Simply this, by changing the way you think. And what Paul is saying, it's not you that has got to do this, because you couldn't do it. It would be impossible for you to change the way you think. Totally impossible. What isn't impossible is that God can transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. God can do that because we serve a God who does the impossible. Ephesians, the 3rd chapter and verse 20 says this, now all glory to God who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish, watch this, infinitely more than we could ask or think. God can accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. God is a God of the impossible. He can do the impossible. So all we've got to do is make a decision that we are going to allow God to do that in our lives. I often play a song by Twyla Paris on this program called God is in Control. In fact, I'm going to play it today. And in that song, the singer is talking about God being in control of her life. And I played that once on a radio station some years ago. And this person sent me a text and said, that is complete nonsense. God is not in control of your life. No way. But he can be. If you relinquish control of your life to Almighty God, you see what happens. Yeah, but David, there's a problem with that. Okay, what's the problem with that? Well, perhaps God doesn't want me to do what I want to do. I mean, I want this today. I want to be able to do this today. I want that new car today. I want to get a new house. I want to get a new job. These are things I want, David. They are my desires. They are all the things I want and I need. Nonsense. What you want and need, beloved, listen to this, listen to this. What you want and need, you don't even know. And I'll tell you why you don't even know. Because God hasn't revealed it to you. But as soon as you are doing exactly that which God wants you to do, you will be filled with such joy, such happiness. And you'll look back on your wants and desires and think, how could I ever have wanted that when I'm doing this? Because God is your Father, and your Father wants the very, very best for you. Check out Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 23 through 24. It says, instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Can you see where I'm going? Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then, and there's that word then, a beautiful contraction joining two sentences together. Then you will learn to know God's will for you. After you have allowed God to transform the way you think, after you have given him that permission, then, says Paul, you're going to learn what God's perfect will for you is, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Some years ago, I've been involved in entertainment all of my life, and I got a job teaching as a substitute teacher in a school. And both my daughters went to that school, and I was there to teach drama, and I had no clue what was going on. I didn't even know if it was God's will. But as I was driving to school on that very first day, I drove down the road and I said to the Lord, I don't want to do this. I don't want the conformity of going to work every single day at the same time and coming back home at the same time every single day. I want the variety that I've had up to now, Lord. And I don't want to do this. I don't want this regular job. But I feel it's your will. And as I drove to the school, I said, Father, you know me by now. Well, you know me so well because you made me. And I said, if I am not enjoying this job, within the first 2 hours of being there, I will walk out, Lord. And I was stating that I would walk out because I knew that if I wasn't enjoying it, it would not be God's will for my life. So I arrived to the school, I parked my car, and I walked into the main reception where I was met by the head teacher. I was then taken to the staff room. And within 15 minutes of me being there, I loved every moment. And within 15 minutes, I knew I was exactly in the place where Almighty God wanted me to be. And I spent the most wonderful year of my life working in that school, teaching those kids. And it was a successful year too. And I was able to share the good news about Jesus. Beloved, I'm just saying to you, when you say yes to Almighty God, when you say yes, come into my life, Lord. Yes, Father, transform the way that I think. Transform the way I think so that I become a new person, which is good and pleasing and perfect. your life changes. Your perceptions change. Your wishes and your desires change. Because they match up with that which God wants for your life. I'm going to ask you to do something right now. I'm going to ask you to say this prayer with me, to give God control and to allow God to change the way you think. Will you do that? Say these words. Heavenly Father, thank you for saving me. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit into my life. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power. Father, I give you full permission to take control of my life. Lord God, change the way I think. Change me for good, Lord, so that I will do your will and become pleasing and good and perfect. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.